Today's shiur is Masechta Erevin, Daf Yud Aleph. We will begin on Daf Yud Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. We go back to the beginning of the Masechta. When we learned the first Mishnah in the Masechta, the Mishnah taught us, Yesh Lei Tzuras HaPesach, if the way we put in the entrance of the Mavui wasn't a Lechi or Kaira alone, but rather was a Tzuras HaPesach, then the Halach is, Al Pi Shurocha Mi'eser, even if the entranceway is wider than 10 amis, and tzarech lamat, no further correction is required. So says the Gemara Ashkechan, so our Mishnah is very explicit, says the Gemara, that tzuras ha-pesach de mahani b'rochvay, that the tzuras ha-pesach could help that if a mavi is entrance is wider than 10 amis, and a lechi or kaira would not work, but a tzuras ha-pesach will work. Now the Gemara wants to ask, we also learned on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph that in our Masra, that if we have on top of the entrance to the Mavui a Masra, the Masra is something noticeable. The best example I could think of is we had a nice molding, and the molding is on top of the entrance to the Mavui. Because it has this molding, so it's something that's noticeable. So we learned, therefore, the Mahani Begova, that even if your entranceway to the Mavi is higher than 20 Amis, it will still be acceptable to use a Lechi or a Kaira. But one asked the Gemara Ipchamai, what's going to be the Halacha if you have a Tzuras HaPesach? Will a Tzuras HaPesach help for a Mavi which is higher than 20 Amis? And furthermore, would Al Masra help for a entranceway which is wider than 10 amos? And as the Rishonim explain, we learned earlier in the Masechta that the reason a kaira that's higher than 20 amos is not good is either because we learn from the Pesach HaHeichel, from the dimensions of the entrance to the Heichel, or because a hecker, the kaira is there for a hecker, and there is no hecker when something is above 20 amos. So, say the Rishonim, if we're going to say that we're learning the halacha from the, if we're going to say that we're learning the halacha from the entranceway of the Heichel, then there's nothing to discuss, because the entranceway to the Heichel obviously had its Tzuras HaPesach, and even though it had its Tzuras HaPesach, we learned according to Rav, and Rav actually based his opinion on a brisa, that it has a maximum height of 20 amos. Furthermore, as we explain, that opinion will hold that a Tzuras HaPesach wouldn't help if the doorway was wider than 10 amos. We learned that according to Rav, when the Mishnah said that a Tzuras HaPesach is effective when it's wider than 10 amos, that Rav would not agree with if you learn it from the Heichel. So our Gemara is going according to the Man D'Omer that Kaira is because of a Hecker. And therefore, we could understand the Gemara's question. The question is that normally above 20 Amis, as we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, a Hecker will not work. But here, the Gemara's question is that just like an Amasra helped when it was higher than 20 Amis, so too, maybe Tzuras HaPesach will work. Because the Tzuras HaPesach will make that it should be considered like a hecker, and since it's going to make like a hecker, then it's going to be effective even when it's over 20 amos. Toshma, says the Gemara of the Tanya, the Brisa says, Mavi shugavoya mi'esrim ama, if a Mavi is higher than 20 amos, the Aloch is yamat, you should make it lower. So here the Brisa teaches us explicitly, there's a Tzuras HaPesach, even though it's higher than 20 amos, and it's Tzarech Lamat, there's no need to make it lower. And the Shaul Zetshuvas Chesel Avram makes a very important point. He says that we learned that a Kaira Lechi could work either because a Hecker or could work because of Mechitza. So if we say that it works because of Hecker, we could understand this Halacha. Because once it's, even though it's above 20 Amis, since it has a Tzuras HaPesach, people notice it. And since people notice it, that's why it's going to be effective even though it's above 20 amps. But if we're going to learn that it's because of mechitza, and a mechitza doesn't, and it, the halach that it's a mechitza is when it doesn't work when it's above 20 amps, so how do we understand this Gemara? So because of that, and Tosfos really spoke about it in a previous year as well, Tosfos says that even if you hold the svara of heker, even if you hold the svara of mechitza, there is an element of heker also involved. And since there's an element of heker involved, that's why once you have the heker, we could be more lenient. But now, says the Gemara, we asked another question. Amasa barach famai. What's going to be an halacha by an amasra that's wider than 20 amos? Will it work on wider than 10 amos? Will it work or not? Toshma, says the Gemara, the Tanya. The Brisa says, Mavi shugavayim esrim amma. If the Mavi is higher than 20 amos, the halacha is yamat. Varachav mi eser, if the Mavi's entrance is wider than 10, also yamat, you have to make it narrower. Vimyesh le tzuris ha-pesach, it has a tzuris ha-pesach, ain't tzarech lamat. And furthermore, says the Brisa, Vimyesh le amasra, ain't tzarech lamat. My love, says the Gemara, what does this price and that, doesn't this price mean to teach us? The lava sefer, that even in a case when the entranceway is wider than 10 amos, if you have an amasra, you could carry there. So it's clearly an indication that amasra works also to make a lechi or kaira workable, even if the entranceway is wider than 10 amos, says Marloi. It's going on the ratio. It's talking about the case when it's higher than 20 amos. And there, we certainly learned that it's effective. The question was, is it also effective when it's wider than 10 amos? And the Gemara doesn't conclusively answer that question. And it's actually, as I saw, a machlokes rishonim. The Ran, the Meiri, say that since this question wasn't answered in our Gemara, and it's a shaila in the Rabbonon, the whole din of a mavi is only a din de rabbanon, so we could be more lenient with the rule of suffolk de rabbanon l'kula. However, the Rashba and the Rosh are of the opinion that we're not speaking here about hilchas mavi specifically. We're speaking in our shir about hilchas mechitzas. And when we're speaking about hilchas mechitzas, there it could be that this is not considered a valid mechitza, and therefore, even though we're dealing with a din de rabbanon, we cannot be lenient. Says the Gemara, Mastin lay Rav Yehuda l'chi barav kamei derav. Ein etzorach lamat. That if it has a tzuris ha-pesach, even though it's wider than 10 amos, you don't have to make it smaller. Amalei, to which Rav told Rav Yehuda, don't teach the Mishnah that way. Ella, the way to teach it, asnei, the way to teach you it, tzorach lamasnei. That even if it's wider than 10 amos, even if it has its tzuris ha-pesach, it won't be able to rely on a lechi kaira. Amar Rav Yosef, b'divrei Rabbeinu, from what Rav just taught us, that a tzuris ha-pesach is not effective if the doorway is wider than 10 amos, nilmat, we can learn another halacha. The halacha will be, chatzah shiruba psachim v'chalonis, if you have a chatzah that most of it is open because it has openings with doors and windows. Ein eteres b'tzuras ha-pesach. A tzuras ha-pesach, so it's a case of poritz merubah al oimid, we spoke in our previous shiur, and teaches us the Gemara that in a situation where it's poritz merubah al oimid, the halacha is that tzuras ha-pesach will not be effective. My tama, what's the reason? Hoyel u'yoysim esa oysim emavi. Just like we're learning that if you have an entranceway that's wider than 10 amos, it will create that you can't carry in your mavi. Parts amoimid amruba oisib b'chotzer. The parts of amruba oimid will prevent you from ever being able to carry in the chotzer. Ma, so he extrapolates. Ma yoisim eser ha'omer b'mavi ein anita b'tzeres ha-pesach. And just like Rav teaches us that when you have a breach that's more than 10 amos, it will not help, you cannot carry in that mavi, even if you have a Tzuras of Pesach. For as Rav just taught us, the proper gears of our Mishnah is that when you have an opening of more than 10 Amos, even if you have a Tzuras of Pesach, the Loch is Tzorach Lamat, you have to make it narrower. So too, Af Parts Oymel HaChotzer, HaOysa B'Chotzer, so too, when we have the halacha that you have parts merubah loymid, which is certainly a concern when we speak about a chotzer, ain't a nitta b'tzuras ha-pesach, according to Rav, a tzuras ha-pesach will not help. So that is a very big question. How to understand this case that it's parts merubah al-oymid? So Rashi and Tosfos seems to learn that if you have only one side of this open of this chotzer, where it's parts merubah la'imid, that's when a tzuras ha-pesach will be effective. We're speaking where all four walls have parts merubah la'imid. If all four walls are parts merubah la'imid, tzuras ha-pesach will not be helpful. The Ran, however, disagrees. He says that even if one of the three walls, even the fourth walls, which the Chiddush is even the fourth wall, you have three good walls, and then the fourth wall is parts merubah la'imid, and the fourth wall is not even required midaraisa, still it will be enough to create a problem. Ask the Gemara, how could you connect these two halachas? Mali yosem esa oisem mavoi, when we speak about a mavoi, and we say that if you have an opening of wider than 10 amos, it will permanently disqualify the mavi unless you make it narrower. Shekein lo latarta, it's a pasim b'rosh. You can't, we spoke the other day about pasim b'rosh, that Chazal, we're going to learn that if you're Zayin and Mitzvah Shem, made a special rule that if you have a well, then the people who are oil regal should be able to take water out of the well to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that they were standing by. So the halacha is, you can't have a breach of more than 10 amos, according to Rameya, by Pasim B'Rosh. So therefore, Rav was machmer when you have such an opening. Taimer b'paris merubah l'oymid. However, when we speak about the halacha paris ha'om merubah, ha'oysa b'chatzar, that indeed we're saying is a problem, but we find that Chazal, under certain circumstances, were maker by paris merubah l'oymid. Where? By the Pasim B'Rosh. Shekein hitarta, it's a Pasim B'Rosh. By Pasim B'Rosh, even though it's parts merubah la'imid, we are lenient. So maybe there too, Tzuras HaPesach will be valid as well. Because we see that the disqualification of parts merubah la'imid is a weaker disqualification than an opening of ten amos. Because we never find a leniency, according to Rameya, in a breach of ten amos. But we do clearly find a leniency in a situation by Paras Merubah La'imid. So just like we find a leniency by Paras Merubah La'imid, by Pasim B'Rosh, so too perhaps we're going to apply that leniency by Tzuras HaPesach. And says the Gemara, Le'im Masayle, perhaps I can even bring a raya to this. It says, the Fanas Halalu, these walls, Shuruvim Pesachim V'Chalonis, that are mostly windows and doors and openings, mutter. Uvatshe oimid merubah l'parts. Ask the Gemara, the Ruban Salkadatach, if it's mostly opening, how could you say, so then obviously it's a case of parts merubah l'oimid. If it's mostly doors and windows, it can't be that the oimid is merubah l'parts. So this statement, asked the Gemara, that what the Braisa just taught us, is seemingly self-contradictory. El Eima, what it means to say is as follows. You have these walls, Shuribim and Pesachim b'chalaymus, that you have many doors and windows. You could make doors and windows. However, you have to make sure, says the Braisa, that it should remain oimed merubah l'parts. So we see from here that even though you made doors and openings, it will not be effective because with a tzuras ha-pesach, if it's going to remain oimed merubah, unless it's oimed merubah l'parts, and otherwise tzuras ha-pesach is not effective. Answers the Gemara, that's not a raya. Amrav kahana ki tanyahi. The doors mentioned in that brisa are talking about Pischei Shemoi, which the Gemara is going to explain in a second. And therefore, they don't really have the qualifications, the conditions to be met to be considered a Tzuras HaPesach. But perhaps if they had a proper Tzuras HaPesach, the halacha would be that it is going to be effective even in a case apart from Merubah Alas HaOmed. Ask the Gemara exactly what is Pischei Shemoi. What is Pischei Shemoi? Pligaba Rav Rechumi v'Rav Yosef. Says it's the machlokes of Rav Rechumi v'Rav Yosef. Chanama the Lesley Shikva. It doesn't have a crossbeam on top. That doesn't have side posts. That doesn't have proper side posts. The side posts are not straight, as is shown in diagram 84. The Chanama the Lesley Tikra. It doesn't have anything on top, which is shown on diagram 85. But if it would be a real Tzuras HaPesach, like a Tzuras HaPesach is supposed to look, then the halacha would be that it would be considered a valid, it would be considered a valid, even if it's Paros Merubah Alayimit. Says the Gemara, Vav Rav Yochanan Tzav Alohad Rav, that says the Gemara, Rav Yochanan agrees with Rav, that a Tzuras HaPesach cannot be effective by an opening to the Mavui, which is wider than 10 Amos. Domer of Avin, Bar of Ado, Omer of Yitzchak, Mas Badim Ochad, Bibikas Beis Chorson. There was a person who came from Bikas Beis Chorson, Shinot Abra Kudesim, Baba Pinas Asada. He put up four poles around the four corners of a field, Umosach Zemoir Malayim, and then he put branches around those four poles that had make it into Tzuras HaPesach, and this question was come to the Chachamim. He said, as far as Hilchus Klayim is concerned, this is considered a Tzuras HaPesach, that you could bring a different type of crop to the other side of this Tzuras HaPesach. That if you planted grapes inside this enclosure, right outside the enclosure, you could bring a different type of crop, and it's not considered klayim. Vam Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish said, Kederach Shetir Lo Linyan Klayim, if it's considered a valid Tzuras HaPesach as far as Hilchus Klayim is concerned, Kach Yetir Lo Linyan Shabbos. So too is it considered a valid Tzuras HaPesach as far as Hilchus Shabbos is concerned. Rabbi Yochanan, however, said, Linyan Klayim Yetir Lo, for how Klayim it's considered a valid Mechitza, Linyan Shabbos Lo Yetir Lo, but for Hilchus Shabbos, it's not considered a valid Tzuras HaPesach. So analyzes the Gemara. But my iskinen, what is the case which Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are arguing over? Ilem minatzad, if we're going to speak about that these vines were not put on top, on the top of the poles, but they were put minatzad below, as is shown in diagram 87, says the Gemara of Amar Rav Chizda teaches us, Tzuras HaPesach she'asu min atzad. If a Tzuras HaPesach was made that way, the halacha is lo'asu v'lo'kulam. It's totally not effective. The Tzuras HaPesach has to be on the top. That means that the poles on the side, and then you have the pole on top, going on top of those poles. But if the poles are on the side, as is very clear in diagram 87, extend above the cross beams that go from side to from pole to pole, that's Tzuras HaPesach min atzad. Ella, what's it talking about? Al gabon. So that can't be what they were discussing, says the Gemara. It must be that they were put on top of the poles. Ubamai, what is the case talking about? Ilema Besser, if you're going to say that the opening between the poles was less than 10 Amos, so ask the Gemara, Behal Lema Rabbi Yochanan B'Shabbos Loi, in such a situation, would Rabbi Yochanan say that it's not a valid Tzuras HaPesach as far as Hilchus Shabbos is concerned? Elolav, it must be that it was B'Yosem Esser, that it was wider than 10 Amos. And Rabbi Yochanan said that it's not effective, even though it's a Tzuras HaPesach. Obviously, why did Rabbi Yochanan say that? Because obviously, Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Rav that a Tzuras HaPesach is not effective when the opening is more than 10 Amos. Says Merloi, La'olam, it was made min atzad. The Tzuras HaPesach was made from the tzad, and actually the machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish is exactly the question about Tzuras HaPesach min atzad. But Rav Chisda Kamifki, the arguing over the halacha that Rav Chisda taught us. Rabbi Yochanan holds, like Rav Chisda, that a Tzuras HaPesach that was made min atzad is layosav leklum, it's meaningless, and therefore it can't be effective for Hilchus Shabbos. It could only be effective for Hilchus Klayim. Rish Lakish holds, not like Rav Chisda, and he holds that even a Tzuras HaPesach min atzad is a valid Tzuras HaPesach. So it's interesting to point out that the Gemara here uses the Tzuras HaPesach Shosim min atzad. The Gemara says, like Osav, like Kulum. So the Rambam Ripana says that sometimes in Shas, we find that when this type of a statement is made, the Gemara says, loy osa klum. And sometimes the Gemara makes a statement, loy osa v'loy klum. When does the Gemara use loy osa v'loy klum? And when does the Gemara say loy osa v'loy klum? So he says that when the person who is answering the question wants to say that the person that did this thing didn't accomplish what he wanted to accomplish, he says, loy osa v'loy klum. But when not only is there a concern that he didn't accomplish what he wanted to accomplish, but he maybe even made it worse, then the Gemara says a wording, loy osav loy klum. That not only did he not accomplish what he wanted to accomplish, but maybe he didn't do anything bad. And that's how we explain this Gemara. Here we want to know, how does the Tzuras HaPesach work? So he says that it may not be effective when it's a Tzuras HaPesach min atzad, but nothing bad happened. For Hilchus Klayim, it's still going to be effective. So here we're learning that you can make a Tzuras HaPesach for Hilchus Klayim that way. So ask Tosfos, the very masculine lema, so if we see that under certain circumstances, Chazal were lenient with a Tzuras HaPesach min atzad, so why, or even if it's not minatzad, but certainly taking four poles and putting something atop of the poles. So we've been discussing, and as I said, it's a Mishnah with Mitzvah Shem going to learn on Daf Yud Zayin about the special kula pasi baros. So ask Tosfos, why did Chazal have to come up with a special kula or pasi baros? They could have just said, take four poles and put a string around the top of the four poles and you'll have a Tzuras HaPesach. So Tosfos says that, as we said earlier, the purpose of doing this was for the people who were traveling. And the people who were traveling traveled with camels. And therefore, since they traveled with camels, we need to be concerned that the camels are tall and they're going to break those strings if they're the strings around the four poles. That's why we have to be more machmer, and that's why the Gemara didn't come up with the advice of doing it this way around the well, rather they came up with pasi baros. So our Gemara teaches us the halacha of that a Tzuras HaPesach min atzad is not a valid Tzuras HaPesach. But there's a very big machloikis, Taz and other achroinim, how to understand this. Because it's very relevant to modern eruvs. As we're going to learn, we're going to actually discuss it in Mitzvah Shem, even on Amud Beis. The halacha is that the Gemara was very clear that if the poles on the side reach higher than the strings that are around those poles, that the Gemara says that Tzuras HaPesach min atzad, and Tzuras HaPesach min atzad, certainly according to Rav Chisda, according to Rav Yochanan, and that's the way we paskin, is not a valid Tzuras HaPesach. That's an explicit halacha in Yerichayim, Simen, Shin, Samach, Bey, Sif, Yud, Aleph. The question is, if there is no, the Tzuras HaPesach is created where there's the strings and there's no pole sticking higher, because nowadays the lechi that we use, we really base it on good achas, that the pole goes up. Will that be a valid Tzuras HaPesach or not? The Taz paskins that it is. The Shulchan Aruch Rav in Simen Shin Simach Beis Sech Chof quotes the Taz. However, he says the Toiv Lahachmer against the Taz. The Mishnah Brura in Sif Katan Samach Dalid completely disagrees with the Taz, and he says Kol Achroinim Cholkan Lov the Sfirle. That you have to have it on top of the poles, having them on the side of the poles will not be adequate. But our Gemara, as we discuss Hilchas Tzuras HaPesach, is first of all teaches us that what's considered Tzuras HaPesach for Hilchas Klayim is different than what is considered Tzuras HaPesach for Hilchas Shabbos. And as I saw the Mefarshim explain, what is the difference between Klayim and Shabbos? Why by Klayim are we more lenient in what's considered a valid Tzuras HaPesach than we are by Hilchas Klayim? So, the answer is, there has to be a separation between one type of species and another type of species. So anything that serves as a separation is considered a valid Tzuras HaPesach. However, by Shabbos, it's not just that we have to accomplish a separation. On Shabbos, we have to create a new reshus, that the reshus in which the enclosure is in, is it's a new reshus. To create a new reshus is much more difficult than just creating a separation. And therefore, even though for Hilchas Klayim, a separation is adequate, for Hilchas Shabbos, you're going to have much more. You're going to have a much stronger Tzuras HaPesach. So I actually saw that the Eish Lavrom from the B'chach Rav says that this question, how a Tzuras HaPesach looks, is also relevant to how the chuppah under which a chassan and kala stand should look. He says that the chuppah that the chassan and kala stand under, should be four poles, and that the cloth, the talus, whatever the canopy that's on top of it, should be on top of the poles. Because we're learning in our Gemara that a Tzuras HaPesach min atzad is not considered a valid Tzuras HaPesach. And the Marsham, in two tshuvas, both in Chelek Dalet Simen Ayin Aleph and Chelek Ches Simen Nam Tes, says that that's the halacha, and he says that not only is that the halacha by a chuppah, he says if you want to rely on a Tzuras HaPesach for your sukkah, it's also going to have the proper characteristics of a Tzuras HaPesach. This that we're being makel with a Tzuras HaPesach in our shiur today, he suggests, is only for Hilchas Klayim. For as we just explained, Hilchas Klayim is unique, that Hilchas Klayim is only because we want to create a separation, that there shouldn't be a mixture. So for that, any Tzuras HaPesach is adequate. But when it comes for chuppah, or it comes for sukkah, there I want to create a new reshus, and a new reshus is only created with a proper Tzuras HaPesach. The Shal Tshuva is Chesel Avram, disagrees. And he says that as far as for chuppah is concerned, you don't have to have a proper Tzuras HaPesach as is described in our shir. Any Tzuras HaPesach would be adequate. The Gra also seems to be lenient. The Gra says that any Tzuras HaPesach, that the chuppah is not really where we is the room, not just after the chuppah that we stand under. And therefore, we could be more lenient. The question comes up. Let's say you have a shul that has a Tzuras HaPesach in the middle of the shul. And part of the minyan is standing on one side of the Tzuras HaPesach. And part of the minyan is standing on the other side of the Tzuras HaPesach. And we know that the halach is that where people who are davening together don't stand in the same room, they cannot be considered one minyan. What type of a Tzuras HaPesach will separate that it should not be considered a minyan? So, the Sefer Cheshuki Chemet says that he asked this question of Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita says that it seems that he was lenient, and he says that Hilchas Tzuras HaPesach for two rooms, it has to be a real separation, and if it's not a real separation, it could be considered that you're davening in one room, and it could be considered that you're davening in one minyan. Another question is when we speak about a Tzuras HaPesach, which we're discussing in our shiurim. So the question is, if we're saying that we're, and it's a proper Tzuras HaPesach, so if we're saying that's considered proper Tzuras HaPesach, to the degree that we're relying on this Tzuras HaPesach that we could carry within this area on Shabbos, so maybe it should also be mechuyev in a mezuzah. So actually, the Chavos Tas in his Sefer Mekor Chayim discusses this question, and he says that the chiyev mezuzah was only said when there's a real Tzuras HaPesach, when it has real, it has all the real characteristics of a doorway. The cases that we're discussing in our shiurim, even though we're relying on them for Tzuras HaPesach, for Hilchus Shabbos, doesn't make it into a Tzuras HaPesach for Hilchus Mezuzah. That isn't Tzuras HaPesach, that isn't the doorway that Chazal spoke about when they spoke about making a mezuzah. That's what the Mekor Chaim says. And he brings a wonderful raya. He says there are cities all around the world that they made an Erev, that they had Erevs with a Tzuras HaPesach. And none of these cities that they made an Erev with a Tzuras HaPesach did anybody think about making putting a mezuzah on all those Tzuras HaPesach. So what it seems to be in our shiur we're learning, there are different categories in Tzuras HaPesach. The easiest Tzuras HaPesach is for Hilchus Klayim. Then we have a more required type of Tzuras HaPesach for Hilchus Shabbos. And then we have an even more stringent requirement that it should be considered a Tzuras HaPesach for Hilchus Mezuzah. And then we have the questions, what will be the halacha by a sukkah? What will be the halacha by a chuppah? What will be the halacha in separating a room for a minyan? The Chazon Ish, however, disagreed. He says that if we're going to consider this a Tzuras HaPesach for Hilchus Shabbos, it should also be considered a Tzuras HaPesach for Hilchus Mezuzah. And therefore, according to the Chazon Ish, technically, on all the Tzuras HaPesachs that are made around the city, you should have to have a mezuzah. The only reason he's lenient, he says, is because they're left out in public areas and we're concerned that they won't be treated properly. They're left outside in an outside place. They could be ruined by the elements. They could be stolen. That, moreover, the cities are not just owned by Jews. They're owned by Jews and Goyim. And a place that's owned by a Jew and an Akam together is Potter Min Mezuzah. But he says the Michas Yitzchak, the Shalos HaTshuvos Michas Yitzchak, he says, according to the Chazon Ish, if you indeed had Tzuras HaPesach, the Michas Yitzchak is in Chelek Zayin, Simen Yud Beis, around a religious neighborhood where you don't have any of the concerns that we just mentioned, he says it could be that according to the Chazon Ish, you would have to put a mezuzah around all those Tzuras HaPesach. Says the Gemara, we just explained that the machloikus of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish is regarding the validity of a Tzuras HaPesach Menatzad. Rabbi Yochanan considers it invalid, Rish Lakish considers it valid. Ask the Gemara, Barami de Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, we're going to ask you a stira in the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, Barami de Rish Lakish of Rish Lakish, and there's a stira in the opinion of Rish Lakish. Dom Rish Lakish Meshum Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chanina. Rish Lakish teaches us the name Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chanina. Peya, if you make a Tzuras HaPesach by intertwining vines, b'teres linyan klayim, it's valid for Hilchus Klayim to be a separation. Avaloy linyan Shabbos, but it's not valid for Hilchus Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, k'mechitzas l'Shabbos d'loy, just like it's not valid for Hilchus Shabbos, kach mechitzas d'klayim loy. So what do we see? The Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish are contradicting what they said before. Rabbi Yochanan before said that this Tzurus HaPesach is valid by Klayim and not by Shabbos. And here he says that it's not even valid for Klayim. Rish Lakish before said that it's valid both for Shabbos and for Klayim. And here it's here he says it's not valid for Shabbos, only for Klayim. So says the Gemara, Bishlam Rish Lakish to the Rish Lakish Lakasha. We're going to be able to reconcile Rish Lakish's opinion. Hadaday, Rish Lakish who said before that this type of Tzurus HaPesach is always effective, that is his own opinion. Had the Rabbi, this that says that it's only effective for Klayim, not for Shabbos, is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Chanina, his Rebbe. However, asked the Gemara, Elder Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan Kasha, how are we going to reconcile the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan? So, E Amrit, if we're going to say, Hosom, the previous case, Well Gabom, where it was put on top, and here Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about when it's put on the side, so we could understand it. There we're talking about a Tzurus HaPesach, where the things on top are put on top of the poles, and therefore it's valid for Klayim, but it's not valid for Shabbos. Why is it not valid for Shabbos? Because the opening is more than 10 Amos, and Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rav, that a Tzurus HaPesach, even if it's a proper Tzurus HaPesach, is not valid if the opening is more than 10 Amos, and that's why it's not going to be valid. Whereas the second Gemara we learned is where it's talking about a Tzurus HaPesach that was made menatzad. Rabbi Yochanan will hold, like Rav Chisda, that Tzurus HaPesach she'osah menatzad v'loyosav le'klum, and therefore, it's not even valid for Hilchas Klayim. Eli Amrit, if we're going to say both Brises are talking about Menatzad, Michael Amemer, how do we reconcile Rabbi Yochanan? Why before did Rabbi Yochanan say that it's good for Klayim? And here he said, it's not good for Klayim. Says the Gemara, Loilav Oilav Idi Menatzad. We could say that both cases Rabbi Yochanan is talking about Atzurus HaPesach Menatzad. What is the difference between the two cases? Hosom bepeser. There we're talking about it's 10 amos wide. And therefore, even though it's a Tzurus HaPesach menatzad, but if it's for Klayim, as long as it's less than 10 amos opening, it's going to be effective. Hacha, here we're talking about it's Yoisim Eser, and therefore, even for Klayim, if it's a Tzurus HaPesach menatzad, and the opening is more than 10 amos, it cannot be effective. So says Tosfos, Divrei HaMaskil Hacha, that once the Gemara introduced this new concept, we don't have to answer the contradiction in Rish Lakish by saying Hod Deva Hod Rabbi. What we'll say is that in Rish Lakish we'll say as far as Hilchos Shabbos the same. There Rish Lakish is talking about where it's 10 amos, and therefore, he'll say that it's effective both for Shabbos, both for Klayim, even though it's a Tzurus HaPesach Menatzad. Here, where it's wider than 10 Amos, there he'll hold that a Tzurus HaPesach Menatzad, when the opening is more than 10 Amos, even though it's effective for Hilchos Klayim, it's not effective for Hilchos Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Umenot Temra, and where do we see that there's a difference between by Hilchos Klayim between a Tzurus HaPesach that's 10 amos or less? The Shonilei ben Eser leYoisim Eser. Domalei Rav Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rav Yochanan said to Rish Lakish, how could you tell me that Tzurus HaPesach is effective by Klayim when it's more than 10 amos wide? Asks him, wasn't there an episode, Shalach Rabbi Yeshua Eitz Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Lil Matayra? He went to learn Taira Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Even though Baki v'Hilchas Klayim, Rabbi Yeshua was a tremendous Baki in Hilchas Klayim, Umatza Shiyosha ben Elonis, and he met Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri sitting between the trees, Umasach Zmayr Me'ilan L'ilan, he took a vine from one tree to another tree, Vamaloi, and he said to Rabbi Yochanan, that looked like a Tzurus HaPesach, Amalai Rebbe, I gefanim kan, if there are grape trees on one side of the vine, Malus Roy kan, could we bring a different crop to the other side? Vamalai, be'eser mutter, 10 it's mutter, be'yoisim eser, but if it's wider than 10 opening, it's asher. So the Gemara drills down. But my iskinen, what was the case that Yeshua took? Ilema al Gabon, that he took them on top of the poles, the vines would spread on top of the poles. So why is Yosem Es Osir? Why, if it's wider than 10 amos, is it Osir? V'tanya, Hoyosham, the Brisa that teaches us Hilchos Klayim, teaches us Hoyosham Konim Adrukonim, that you have beams that are pointy at the top, or pointy at the bottom, as is shown in diagram 88. Voslan Paymamala, and then you take a string on top or vines on top. Afil Biosimasimutr, even though it's wider than 10 amos, everybody will agree that that is a sufficient separation as far as Hilchus Klayim is concerned. El Lav, it must have been the Bin Atzad, the Kummer, and what do you say? Be'eser Mutr, if the opening is less than 10 amos, even though it's a Tzuras HaPesach Bin Atzad, for Hilchus Klayim it's going to be fine. We could see from this halacha that there's a difference between an opening of 10 amos and not 10 amos in Hilchus Klayim by Tzuras HaPesach Min Atzad, as Rabbi Yochanan said. Gufa, Omer Rabbi Chizda, Tzuras HaPesach Shos Min Atzad. If you have a Tzuras HaPesach that was made from the side, or the side of the poles, not on top of them, Loyosa Loyklum, it's not a valid Tzuras HaPesach. Omer Rabbi Chizda teaches us Rabbi Chizda furthermore. Tzuras HaPesach Shomru, when Chazal taught us about a Tzuras HaPesach, Tzrichishtei Bria, it has to be strong enough, Kedei Lahamed Badalis, that it should be able to hold a door on it, because that is the definition of a Tzuras HaPesach, V'afil HaDalis Shel Kasha, but it could be even a door made out of straw, a very flimsy door. Amar HaShlok Shem Yanai, Tzuras HaPesach, furthermore, Tzuras HaPesach, Tzricha Heketzir, it has to have a pivot to see that it's considered like a door, as is shown in diagram 89. My Heketzir, what does that mean? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Avya Avaksa, the pivot on which the door would go. Ashkechinu, says the Gemara, Rav Achbreid, Rav Avya, Latamidid Rav Ashi. Rav Achba Avya, met the Tamidim Rav Ashi. Amalu, Amamar Midi, Tzuras HaPesach. He asked him that, he teach you any halacha regarding Hilchot Tzuras HaPesach. This is machlokes Rishonim, how to understand what did he mean to ask him. The Rashba, the Ritva, the Rosh say his intention was, did Rav Ashi indeed say that a Tzuras HaPesach has to be sturdy, like Rav Chizda said, that it has to have the pivot, like Rav Lokus said? Rabbeinu Meir, however, says that the question was, you learned Masechta Erevin by him. Did he teach you any halacha interesting regarding Hilchot Tzuras HaPesach? Amalei, to which he said, Layav Layklum. So some say that the answer was, he didn't speak about the strength and about the pivot of the Tzuras HaPesach. Others say what he meant to say was that he didn't teach us anything, no chiddush. Tana, Tzuras HaPesach Shomru, when we speak about a Tzuras HaPesach, the halacha is Kana Mikan, the Kana Mikan, two side posts, the Kana Al Gabeim, and a post, a beam across them. Ask the Gemara, Tzrichen Liga, do they have to touch, do the side posts have to touch the top beam, or Ein Tzrichen Liga? Rav Nachman Amar Ein Tzrichen Liga, Rish Lakish Amar Tzrichen Liga. Rav Nachman says they need not touch, and Rav Shesha says they do need to touch. Why does the Mandama say, who says, Rav Nachman says they don't need to touch, hold that way? And this is one of the most fundamental halachas in Hilchis Erevin, because we say good asik. The halacha brings those walls up. Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman of the Beir Shlugusuk Shmatze, he once made an Erev based on his psak. He said that the doorways were wider than 10 amos. He made a Tzuras HaPesach with the sides not touching the top, and he said it's a kosher Erev. Amalei Rishesh L'Shamei, Rav Godel, Zlif, Rishesh said to Shamis, whose name was Rav Godel, Zil Shloif Shadinu, take apart the Tzuras HaPesach, and nobody should come to carry based on this improper Tzuras HaPesach. Also Shalov Shadinu, so Rav Gadol went and took those sticks and threw them away. So the people from the Resh Galusa caught him and Chavshua, and they put him into prison. Also, Resh Eshes Kama Baba. Resh Eshes went and stood by the entranceway to the base Hasurim. Amalei Guda Pokta. come out. So once the people from the home of Resh Galusa saw that Rav Sheshis was the one who told him to do this, Nofik V'Osa, so he left. They didn't bother him. They let him out of jail. Says the Gemara, Ashkechei Rav Sheshis L'Rav B'Shmul, Amalei Tanimar Midi B'Tzuras HaPesach, did you learn any interesting Chidushim in Hilchot Tzuras HaPesach? Amalei In, yes. Tanina, I learned the Braisa from which you could learn interesting halachas regarding Hilchot Tzuras HaPesach. Kippah, when you have an archway, Ramei Mechai B'Mezuzah, Ramei says, Yechai B'Mezuzah, even though the top is not straight, and the Chama Poitrim. And the Gemara will explain. V'Shavim, everybody agrees, Shem Yesh B'Ragleha, if on the sides of this archway you have 10 Tfachim that are straight, diagram 90, and only then it starts to curve, shechiyavis. Then for sure it's mechuyev in mezuzah. So from here you see that even though the sides aren't flush with the top, the sides that are chayv in the mezuzah don't touch the top, it's still considered a proper doorway. So from here we see that the same halacha would apply by Tzuras HaPesach for Shabbos. That even the sides don't touch the top, it could still be considered a valid Tzuras HaPesach. Amar Baya, Haka Moidim, Shim Gova Soro. If this archway is 10 tefachim high, Vein Ragle Shloshim, and you don't have 3 tefachim height before you have a width of 4 amos, diagram 91, Inami Yesh Beragle Shloshim, you have 3 tefachim straight on the sides. However, Ein Gova Asara, the archway doesn't reach to 10 tefachim height. Diagram 92, Loiklum. It's not a valid doorway for a sukkah, for mezuzah. Ki pligi, where do we have a machlokes? B'yesh b'regle shloisha, you have 3 tefachim in height and a width of 4. U'gvoya Asara, and you have a height of 10. Vein rochva abba, but it's not 4 amos wide, that all the way up to the top. Diagram 93. V'yesh bo lochuk, but there's room in that wall where you could knock out and make a straight wall. Lashlima la'arba, and then you would have the proper width of 4 tefachim. Ramei's opinion is chaykik l'hashlim. The halacha views as if that area was cut out, even though it's not physically cut out. Rabbanan Sover ain't chaykik l'hashlim. The halacha doesn't view it that way. Amalo, so Rav Sheshis said to Rabbi Shmuel, imashchus luhu, if you meet him, loytem l'reish glusa loymidi, don't tell Reish Glusa anything, mehomis nisim the keeper. Because if you'll meet the people from Reish Glusa, this brisa clearly indicates that the wall, the sides don't have to touch the top, and therefore the sides don't have to touch the top, then the halacha is, and it's still a valid Tzuras HaPesach. I, who required it, was obviously wrong. But don't tell them, because then they'll see that they were right for imprisoning me for making invalid Tzuras HaPesach. So there's an interesting shaila, halacha lemaisa. This is the way all Erevin are made in many places. You have the poles, and then you have the strings, the telephone wires, the electric wires, and that's how we make a Tzuras HaPesach. But we can't rely on the telephone pole or the electric pole itself. And the reason we can't rely on them themselves is because if we're going to have that, it's going to be a Tzuras HaPesach Menatzad, because the wires don't go all the way to the top of the pole. That's why we make a lechi. And we have to be very careful that the lechi should be straight, and it should be straight up to the wires that are on top of it. And even though the lechi on the side doesn't touch the Tzuras HaPesach, but as we're learning in this shir, it doesn't have to touch the Tzuras HaPesach for it to be a kosher Tzuras HaPesach. A Tzuras HaPesach could be valid even if the lechi we just learned doesn't touch the wires across. Says the Mishnah, Hech Shemavi, how can we make a mavi? This is the Mishnah we refer to at the beginning of the Masechta. How can we make it possible to carry the mavi? B'Shamay said you have to have a lechi and a kaira. You have to have two lechis. What Rabbi Elazar means, we'll see in the Gemara. Continues the Gemara, Mishmur, Mishmul, Amat Talmud, Ech, Lefnei, Rabbi Kiva. Lo'inechlu ve'shamay ha'movi, shupachs me'arba amis. That a movi whose entrance is narrower than dal amis, shunitr oy belechi bekaira. That a lechi or kaira alone are sufficient. Amel nechlu, where do we have a machlaikis? Arocha me'arba amis v'adeser. When the width is between 4 and 10 amis. Shubeshamay ha'imrim, that you need to have Alechi v'kaira, b'sillel hold oy lechi oy kaira. Am Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says alzev v'zev nechleku. There he disagrees with Rabbi Shmuel, and he holds that the machloikus of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is both by a mavi whose opening is between 4 amos and 10 amos, and even by a mavi whose opening is less than 4 amos. Ask the Gemara. The Gemara is assuming that our Mishnah is talking about a Mavi Mefulish, which is open on both sides through Shus Rabbim. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, come on, then our Mishnah does not follow Loi Chananya V'loi Tanakama, because we had a Machlokes early in the Masechta. When you have a Mavi Mefulish, this was in Daf Vav, that the Tanakama held, you have to make a Tzuras HaPesach on one side, and a Lechi and Kaira on the other side. Chananya says that according to Beis Shammai, you have to make a delos on both sides, and according to Beis Hillel, you have to make a delos on one side, and lechi kaira on the other side. None of these opinions were reflected in our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, because our Mishnah, on Rabbi Yehuda Hachkamer, our Mishnah is talking about a Mavi Sosum. And Hechsha Mavi Sosum, Kate said, what is the halacha by Mavi Sosum? Beis Shammai Oimrim, lechi v'kaira, Beis Hillel Oimrim, lechi v'kaira. Says the Gemara, Lememra, does that mean the Kusari Beshamai? That why do you have to have a Lechi V'Kaira at the entranceway? Because obviously it's the opinion of Beshamai that Ba'aba Mechitz Daraisa. It's only considered Rishus HaYochid if it has four full-fledged Mechitzes. And the only way that's accomplished is by having a Lechi V'Kaira on the fourth side, says the Gemara Loi. Lizroik, to be considered a Rishus HaYochid. That means if you threw from Rishus HaRabim into that area, even Beis Shammai will agree, Shol Shud HaMechayiv. With three walls, it's going to be considered Rishus HaYochid. Here we want to learn a new din. Under what circumstances may we carry in the Mavi? Well, Taltal, to be able to carry in the Mavi, Ad Ika Abba Mechitzis. Beis Shammai holds, you have to have four side enclosure to be able to carry within the Mavi. Beis Hillel Oimrim, the Lechi B'Kaira. The Beis Hillel held that Oy Lechi Oy Kaira is enough for the fourth side. Lemra. Remember the Kusav Beis Hillel. It seems that Beis Hillel holds, but you have to have at least three other walls. We're talking about a Mavi Sosum. Shalosh Mechitzes Deraisa. And if you don't have three walls, it's not a Rishus HaYochim, but Deraisa. Says Merloi. Lizroik, to be thrown from Rishus Rabim into that area, Beis Hillel will hold Mishtaim with the Mechayiv. As soon as it has two walls, it's considered Rishus HaYochid Daraisa, and if somebody threw from Rishus HaRabim into that area, he will be Chayiv. Here we're talking about under what circumstances may you carry in that area, L'taltal, Adik Shalosh Mechitzes, it has to have three good walls, and then you can carry there, even with Rabbanim, in the Mavi.